I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. This week we're answering a question sent in by listener John.
With the cost of getting all that junk into space, is anyone looking at keeping it there and using it to recycle for such as a moon base? Cheers.
Good question, John. To help answer your question, we tapped into the expertise of the space scientist and former BBC editor, Dr. David Whitehouse.
There have been various initiatives over the years to prevent people from causing more junk. But in the last 6 months or so, it's now written in law in the United States that you have to have a means for removing your satellite when it's at the end of its life from a useful orbit and put it somewhere where it won't be a problem, preferably burn it up in the Earth's atmosphere. This used to be a convention that you did this. Now it's coming into law. And the first fine by the American government took place just a couple of months ago. So there are things moving in that direction, and there is growing international cooperation that this is something that in the past was left voluntary, has to be done legally now.
So is there anything we can do about the space junk that's already up there?
If a satellite fails catastrophically, then there's nothing you can do. It's just stuck in that orbit. There are a couple of companies in the world who are working on smaller satellites which will go up to an errant satellite, grab it, and then possibly bring it back down to Earth so it burns up or push it into an orbit where it's not a problem. But you're never going to be able to do that for many satellites. Most of it we're going to have to tackle with just not causing any more and waiting for the stuff up there to decay naturally, which is going to take decades. There is no way of gathering in any significant bulk or numbers the junk that is up there and using it for something else. Space is just too big, junk is too numerous, and you'd use up so much fuel to go from one part to another to collect this stuff and collect small stuff along the way. Nobody's going to do that. It's just too expensive and too difficult.
Sorry to let you down like that, John. But thank you very much for the question, and thank you very much to the space scientist and author Dr. David Whitehouse for the answer. Next time, this question from listener Natalie. She asks, did women in the Paleolithic era cook the food the hunter-gatherers brought back? A fascinating question. And if you have one of your own or think you know the answer to this one, do drop us a line at chris@nakedscientist.com or join us at the forum, nakedscientist.com/forum.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the Wellcome Trust and UK Fast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.